The state Senate is expected to vote on a contentious bill this morning pertaining to high-capacity wells. Some farmers rely on them to ensure crops are quenched when they need it. Just one high-capacity well can pump more than 100,000 gallons of water per day. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is here with more. Susan, what exactly does this bill set out to achieve?
The bill's authors say they simply want to give the state's farmers some certainty. If they already have a high-capacity well, the bill would allow them to quickly repair or replace the well if it fails. Right now, farmers must contact the DNR before tending to the well, and the agency must check on the situation before the farmer can proceed with a repair or replacement. The bill eliminates that existing requirement that the DNR be involved.
So how are people reacting to this proposal?
There's only been one opportunity for public input. That was a few weeks ago at a joint committee hearing. It stretched across 9 hours and more than 60 people testified. Tamas Houlihan spoke in support of the bill. He insisted that time can be critical for farmers. Houlihan is executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association.
These are not new wells with new pumping capacities. These wells do not need repair or replacement because additional water is needed. Rather, they have had mechanical or structural failures that need to be addressed. In some cases, the wells simply have reached a point of disrepair where they must be redrilled. This is a replacement well. It's important to note that a grower can lose a crop in 24 hours if a well fails and cannot be quickly repaired or replaced.
So in other words, Houlihan wants to underscore the fact that this bill does not deal with new wells, but only with wells that have already been at work.
You've reported in the past that much of the debate has centered around the Central Sands region of Wisconsin, and that's where quite a few of the bill's opponents live.
Yes, that region has been a focal point. The Central Sands is 1.75 million acres located east of the Wisconsin River. There's lots of farming going on there, and nearly 3,000 high-capacity wells dot the fields. Some would also say the region has been studied to death. Researchers recently wrapped up a 2-year review of decades' worth of data that links high-volume pumping to diminished water levels in nearby lakes and streams. Carol Elvery lives in the Central Sands area and is part of a conservation coalition. Elvery says she's seen the impacts of high-capacity wells firsthand. She isn't simply worried the DNR will no longer monitor existing wells. She says under the bill, citizens can no longer call for judicial review if they believe a well or a series of wells are putting a watershed at risk.
Those who drafted this bill and co-sponsored it must have known that it benefits only a few at the expense of all the rest of us. If it were a fair bill, balancing the need to maintain water in our lakes and streams with giving the growers water, but not so much as to impair our lakes and rivers, there would be no need to prohibit contested case hearings or judicial review requests. Citizens must be able to challenge an action that hurts or endangers them. Don't take that away.
The Joint Committee advanced the bill along party lines, with Republicans voting yes and Democrats no.
Well, high-capacity wells seem to be inextricably linked to farming in our state these days.
Yes, they are. Big farms across the state, not just in the Central Sands region, rely on those powerful wells. Statewide, they number more than 13,000.
Susan Bentz, who will be monitoring this morning's Senate vote and posting the results on our website, wuwm.com.